Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Load shedding. It's a pain.
Yep.
We hate it.
Yep.
I ain't never met nobody who said, hey, I'm a fan of load shedding. No. Especially when we're in the middle of a heat wave.
Yeah.
Over the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing right now?
Not much. We're trying to just keep cool. And we are asking you for ideas of how to stay cool during load shedding. We want those like weird combos, those different things that you do just to make sure that you can try and sleep through the night or just like stay awake in Durban at this time of the year. You can let us know. 061-792-9495.
Marla, we need to know.
One of many things, I put a bottle of water into the freezer, so when there's load shedding and my refrigerator doesn't work, I just drink off that. I get a bottle with a very fine spray, and I've already got my half of it iced.
I top
it up with normal tap water, so the whole thing is nice and cool.
Yeah.
And I spray that on myself.
Yeah.
I just keep spraying myself, and I put. And you could just use a normal hand fan or whatever you want to fan yourself with. It creates like a mini aircon.
Oh.
Okay. And the other amazing trick is that you put your feet. If you're at home, okay.
Yeah.
Put your feet into ice water.
Oh, good plan.
When I get that 55 minutes until load shedding, is that enough time to create enough ice for a foot ice bath?
Yes. I mean, look, we got load shedding every day, okay. So don't wait for that 55 minutes. Put your bottle into the freezer.
That's a good point.
Just put it. And then I have one of those freezers where, you know, it makes ice for you.
Yeah.
So when there's no electricity and I can't press the button to get the ice cubes out, I just take it out manually. I do have cubes in there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Marla, when you said now about putting your feet into ice, it's one of those known things that there's certain extremities that cool you down immediately. And I heard that I'm going to ask you because I told the boys and they laughed at me, but I want to know, Marla, if you understand ice and feet cool you down, have you ever heard about putting ice like right at the top between your upper thighs or an ice block as a suppository and instantaneously brings your temperature down?
Oh, Kerry, well, it's the first time I heard what you mentioned.
First time.
I've never tried it, but look, I'm sure it would give it the same effect.
I'm sure it does give it. Someone has to try this.
You have to try it, Kerry. Don't put this on other people.
But you know, I never get super hot. I'm always the cold one in the team.
There has to be a danger of getting your core temperature ice cold.
It won't
go
ice cold. It just cools you. But I'm going to Google it first, and then I'll do it.
Marla, is this the first time you've heard of this? Like
an
ice stalactite suppository.
Oh, no.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
It's up there with the cuckest ideas. But Kerry's going to test it out and we'll let you know, okay, Marla?
I appreciate it.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcast.